Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 305, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 305. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us. Who uses but Christ's vision finds a peace so deep and quiet, undisturbable, and wholly changeless, that the world contains no counterpart. Comparisons are still before this peace, and all the world departs in silence as this peace envelops it and gently carries it to truth, no more to be the home of fear. For love has come and healed the world by giving it Christ's peace. Father, the peace of Christ is given us because it is your will that we be saved. Help us today but to accept your gift and judge it not, for it has come to us to save us from our judgment on ourselves. Amen. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us. As I read through this lesson, I was prompted to look up what the word bestow means. And the word bestow has a couple meanings. The first meaning is to present as a gift, to give. For example, the trophy was bestowed upon the winner. And then the second meaning of bestow is this: to put to some use or apply. For example, time spent in study is time well bestowed. And as I read this lesson title, there is a peace that Christ bestows on us, that sounds like the first definition, or of a gift being given or presented. But as I read the first paragraph, the first line, it says, who uses only Christ's vision finds a peace so deep and quiet, undisturbable, and wholly changeless. And in that sentence, I see there is an action. It is saying, I have to use Christ's vision in order to get the gift of peace. And that use of bestow is the second definition, that I have to put to use Christ's vision in order to get the results of Christ's vision, which is peace. And so this is talking about activity on my part, using Christ's vision. And in using Christ's vision then, the second part of the sentence, it says, the world contains no counterpart. And so if I do use Christ's vision, then all there is peace. Then there is no counterpart to that, which I can find in the world. That's the gift. So I have to bestow the gift for the gift to be bestowed. I have to use the gift of Christ's vision to get the results of Christ's vision, which is the gift of peace. And so it looks to me like there are two gifts here, or two parts of the gift here. The identity of the Christ, and in that, the vision by seeing through my true identity's eyes, true identity's thoughts, knowing the world through the truth of who I am, And the second part is the peace that comes from using the first part. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to accept the truth of who I am, to accept the gift of my true identity. Help me to leave behind the false idea that I am something other than God's Son, and that each one around me is a part of me in truth. That is the gift that brings me the peace. Help me to take this in wholeheartedly with an open mind and let it wrap its arms around me and consume me and abide in me. Let me melt into the truth, my true identity. Guide me to this and through this and with this and by this today. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds by watching the breath. We allow ourselves to sit quietly, asking our inner guide to show us our true identity. In the quietness, with a quiet, still mind, what do we feel? Do we feel the core of peace? If not, notice the thought that is in the mind. Without the thought in the mind, the only thing that remains is peace. As we practice sitting, feeling the core of peace, we become aware of feeling inside. And when it is not peace, we notice the thought. And when it is peace, we sink deeply into it, knowing our truth. Thank you for joining with me in experiencing our true identity. Namaste.